Today is Sunday, March 27th, 2022. On this day in 1995, former chairman of a luxury fashion house, Maurizio Gucci, was killed in Milan, Italy.
This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. Forget dark alleys and cemeteries. For some, the gym is the scariest place of all, but it doesn't have to be. With a personalized plan and expert coaching, Anytime Fitness can help make the gym less frightening. Get more for your gym membership than machines. Get personalized support anytime, anywhere. Visit AnytimeFitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to Today in True Crime, a Spotify original from Parcast. Due to the graphic nature of today's crimes, listener discretion is advised. This episode features a description of murder. Extreme caution is advised for listeners under 13. Today we're covering the death of 46-year-old Maurizio Gucci, who was shot on the steps of his office. Now let's go back to March 27th, 1995, to Milan, Italy. At around 8:30 a.m., Maurizio Gucci made his way through the streets of Milan to his private office. After some contentious years at Gucci's helm, he left the family business in 1993 to work for himself. Maurizio stepped into the building and was greeted by his usual doorman. As he ascended the red-carpeted steps in the foyer, someone in a heavy coat approached Maurizio from behind. The stranger pulled a handgun from inside his jacket and aimed it directly at Maurizio's back. Then they fired. One bullet penetrated Maurizio's hip. Another hit him in the shoulder. That's when he turned to face the gunman, but he hardly caught a glance before the last bullet hit his temple, and Maurizio toppled to the floor. The assassin fled the scene before anyone could get a clear view of his face. Meanwhile, Maurizio Gucci lay dead in a pool of his own blood. Coming up, Lady Gucci's involvement in her ex-husband's death.
Hi, I'm Christine Schieffer.
And I'm Em Schultz. We're the hosts of Rituals, the new Spotify original from Parcast.
If you've heard our podcast, And That's What We Drink, you know we are no strangers to true crime and the paranormal.
We're also into the occult to chat about, not to join, but, you know, to learn and educate.
Every Monday on Rituals, we're journeying through mystifying stories of sorcery, alchemy, Satanism, and more, and trying to determine if the dark arts of the past impact us today.
Like weather witches, who were they? Or the Fountain of Youth? Address, please.
Don't forget about werewolf trials, Em.
Objection, Christine. Let's not give too much away, and instead, let's tell everyone to follow our new podcast, Rituals, free and only on Spotify.
This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. Forget dark alleys and cemeteries. For some, the gym is the scariest place of all, but it doesn't have to be. With a personalized plan and expert coaching, Anytime Fitness can help make the gym less frightening. Get more for your gym membership than machines. Get personalized support anytime, anywhere. Visit AnytimeFitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Now, back to the story. On March 27th, 1995, Maurizio Gucci was gunned down in the foyer of his office building in Milan, Italy. Once police began investigating his death, they honed in on one suspect who simply couldn't stay out of the spotlight, Maurizio's ex-wife, Patrizia Reggiani. Patrizia and Maurizio met at a party back in 1971. To many, the two seemed like an unlikely pairing. Maurizio came from the highbrow Gucci family, while Patrizia came from a more modest upbringing. Despite their differing backgrounds, they fell in love and got married 1 year later, in October of 1972. Patrizia became widely known as Lady Gucci. During the early days of their marriage, Maurizio wasn't very involved in the family business, but when his father died in 1983, he embraced a more active role in the fashion house. Eventually, he cut out the rest of his family and started spending exorbitant amounts of company money. Meanwhile, Patrizia stayed by his side, inserting herself into the business as much as possible. It's unclear if discord within the company or underlying issues between Maurizio and Patrizia caused their marriage to falter, but things certainly took a turn for the worse. In 1985, Maurizio told his wife he was headed to a business trip in Florence. He soon sent word that he didn't plan to return home. The split wasn't mutual. For 10 years, Patrizia refused to grant Maurizio a divorce. She remained bitter about it, even after everything was finalized in 1994. Maurizio had been looking forward to starting a new life with his girlfriend, Paola, but Patrizia was seething with jealousy. It's around this time that she made a dangerous decision. The following details are contested by Patrizia, but it's believed that she hired a getaway driver and a hitman to kill Maurizio. On March 27th, they pulled up to Maurizio's office and did what they were hired to do. And they hid their tracks well. The murder went unsolved for nearly 2 years before an informant snitched on the culprits. In 1997, 48-year-old Patrizia Reggiani and her accomplices were convicted of Maurizio's murder. Patrizia was found guilty of arranging his death and sentenced to 26 years for her part in the crime. But even behind bars, she maintained a comfortable lifestyle. She slept a lot, took care of plants, and was even allowed to have her pet ferret, Bambi, stay with her. Patrizia was released in 2013 after serving 16 years. The first thing she did as a free woman was go shopping. Thanks for listening to Today in True Crime. I'm Vanessa Richardson. You can find more episodes of Today in True Crime and all other Spotify originals from Parcast for free on Spotify. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow in True Crime. Today in True Crime is a Spotify original from Parcast. It is executive produced by Max Cutler, sound designed by Paul Libeskin, with production assistance by Ron Shapiro, Trent Williamson, Carly Madden, and Aaron Larson. This episode of Today in True Crime was written by Ryan Lee, with writing assistance by Natalie Pertsovsky and Lori Gottlieb, and fact-checking by Adriana Romero. I'm Vanessa Richardson.
Werewolves, witches, and Arthur Conan Doyle?
Oh my! Sounds like fascinating topics to discuss on our new show, Rituals, Christine.
You know what, Em? It sure does. Every Monday on Rituals, join us as we explore the evolution of spiritualism and the occult through stories, practices, and the impact on modern culture.
If you've heard our podcast and That's Why We Drink, this is the perfect pairing for you. And if you haven't, go give us a try.
Follow our Spotify original from Parcast, Rituals. Listen free only on Spotify.